Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friendly host, Ayana Kanata, from What Black Women Really Think. And tonight, we are discussing what happened to Jordan Neely. Jordan Neely has been appeared in the news because on May 3rd of 2023, he was choked to death in a subway car in New York City. So there are several layers to this story, and I wanted to uncover them in small sections. This will be a short show, but I did want to discuss some of the things that I feel are the underlying issues concerning this particular situation. Personally, I feel that Jordan Neely's death was somewhat unique. The reason that I feel that it was unique was because it was done in public and there was no law enforcement anywhere in the vicinity. So when that comes into play, then what we have to ask ourselves is, where is the social responsibility when it concerns a person or a situation such as what was seen on video footage regarding that? So from my understanding, there's a lot to deal with when you talk about social responsibility, you know, and what does that mean to people? That means that if someone is out in public, such as they see a crime being committed, then in some way, some situations, people are allowed to make a citizen's arrest or stop a crime from occurring because there's not always police around when you are out and about in the world every single day. So you need to be aware that, you know, you would hope that if something was to go wrong, that people would help you in a situation. What I find concerning the most about the death of George Neely is that being that it happened in public, it was very concerning to me that no one stepped in to approach the man who happened to have him in a chokehold. So from the report and the news, it basically shows that there was a concern because George Neely was going back and forth on the train and he was speaking about, you know, mentioning how he was tired of being hungry, he was tired of not having any food and not having anything to drink, and so on and so forth. And up until now, it's under my understanding that he was homeless. He was fully dressed. He had pants and shoes and everything on. They also said that he threw his coat down on the ground aggressively. And in that motion, that's when the person, Daniel Perry, stepped in and basically decided to put him into a proverbial chokehold. When he put him in a chokehold, there were two other men who actually stepped in to not help Jordan, but to help the Marine, who seemed to have it very well under control. The Marine is a 24-year-old veteran, and I believe there was reports that were later found out to be false, that someone had reported someone with a gun in the subway. So I am not sure if that was conveyed across the train. From what I know, there was no weapon on Jordan Neely. He had no weapon, and he did not necessarily approach anyone in a physical manner. He may have been high. His voice may have been high. He may have been yelling. And this is stuff, if you happen to catch the subway or the train, whether you live in L.A. or you live in New York, you will definitely come across these situations where you may run into someone who's experiencing some type of stress, or they may be expressing that they are in some type of duress because of what they're going through. Or you can just simply look at someone and see that they may not be well, they may not be eating well, living well, or they may possibly be homeless. So this is the other layer that I thought would be important to bring up, is when a person is silent or people are silent during a time of great stress, and they see something that is a wrong being committed and they actually don't do anything about it, or they may also feel similar things regarding this situation. They may feel that the person that John Neely represents to them was not someone who they felt was I'm not going to say valuable enough, but that people can be showing that they are frustrated with this world. They are frustrated. People that are homeless are frustrated. People that have homes are frustrated. And it just was concerning to me because you don't have a home, you're still a human being. You still have a right to be cared for, to be protected by your society and your fellow citizens. You still have things that you can do. So I wanted you to think about that a second. Let's have a moment of silence for George Neely. In peace, George Neely. So tonight I have on the air with me my dear sister, Zainab. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, girl. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for calling in. And so what I was going over tonight was Jordan Neely, the young man who got choked out on the subway on May 3rd earlier this week. Mm-hmm. And I was a Marine veteran who actually was a person who was accused of doing it, and recently found out his name is Daniel Perry. And all the obvious things are true. He was definitely killed. It was definitely homicide. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about the thing that concerned me that I thought was unique about this was the fact that this happened on a bus full of people, and no one stepped in. And then the two men that did step in, they actually stepped in to help the Marine who was already had the situation obviously under control, but they decided he needed extra help. And one of those men happened to be a Black man. So I feel that there's layers with this because mm-hmm. when you're dealing with a tribe, say, of people, and someone, you know, is doing something, and someone who's a part of that tribe decides to come in and reprimand that person they feel is in the wrong, then a lot of other people who are not a part of that tribe say, well, maybe I should not involve myself because this is another person who looks like him, who seems like, you know, they have things in common just in their DNA, mm-hmm. and he seems to feel the need to help him get into this situation. So mm-hmm. what do you think about that?
I think that, well, first, I don't have enough information on, you know, the situation at hand. I did not know, unfortunately, anything about it. But what I can say, speaking to the scenario that you presented, excuse me, I think it is true. You know, if I saw two people who seemed to be from the same tribe and they were getting into it over whatever they're getting into it over, I more likely would not step in because I feel like that's a family affair. You know what I mean? If I see, you know, somebody getting beat down, then I might have to draw the line and say, hey, you know, you might not need to be so extreme. I don't know your situation, but you may not need to be so extreme. You know, this could end up in an irreversible situation, as with the young man who lost his life. So that most people have that mind your own business kind of mentality,
mm-hmm.
you know, before you, you know, F around and find out for yourself. It's been, I'm so sorry. There's been lots of situations where people think that they're helping and they make it worse because they don't know what's going on. I think there's a lot of things that contribute to that. Society paints a picture, the picture that it wants people to see, and it's up to thinking people to discern how they're going to deal with it. And if you stop people from thinking or deter them from thinking or teach them not to think, then it becomes even more difficult to make proper decisions. So I think that that has a lot to do with it.
It does. It does. And, you know, I do want to reiterate the man's name is Daniel Perry, the man who actually did this situation where he ended up getting choked out, and he hadn't been brought up on charges. He was taken in, but he wasn't brought on charges. So I feel like that's unfortunate. There's been some protests recently, and I think we'll see more about it. So I feel like tomorrow will be maybe a good time to go over it more in detail, because I think it's a underlying issues here regarding, you know, the people and their intolerance for people who have mental health issues. And I think that's something that they're aware of. They went home like that. So thanks, everybody, for listening. God bless.